Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Treasured Words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the day. We pray you bless our hearts as we study your word. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our treasured words today are found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "Stand firm, therefore, in the liberty which Christ has made you free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." This promise exhorts us to stand firm in the freedom that Christ has given us because he has set us free. That's not an option, folks. That's a command. God loves it when we agree with him and we choose to live a life that's free of bondage and free of condemnation. In all of the letters in the New Testament, the saints are always referred to as being new creations. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul said, "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new." There's no reason we should retreat into the yoke of bondage and live the way we used to. Christ has set us free. So we need to enjoy that freedom. Tell others how they can be free too. You see, religion will try to keep us in bondage, but Jesus came to set us free. He said in John chapter 8, verse 36, "If the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed." Anything that keeps us in captivity is not from God, because God loves freedom. When I think of this promise, I'm thankful for the freedom that we have, that Christ bought for us on the cross of Calvary. And it's my prayer that we wouldn't get entangled again with all the things that used to keep us in bondage. We are created to a new life. We're created to a free life. So let's enjoy our freedom. Amen? Well, that ends our treasured words for today. We'll see you next Friday about this time, but Sunday's coming. We're looking forward to seeing you this coming Sunday. And I just want to say this from the bottom of my heart. God is good all the time. See you next time.